910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. House Republicans have released two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They claim he systematically refused to enforce immigration law at the border and illegally used parole programs that let Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans enter the U.S. temporarily. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is locked in an escalating legal standoff with the state of Texas over Shelby Park in Eagle Pass along the border and occupied for weeks now by the Texas National Guard.
This weekend, Texas's Attorney General defying the Department of Homeland Security's deadline to give Border Patrol agents unrestricted access to the park. After a divided Supreme Court this week allowed the federal government to resume removing razor wire Texas Guardsmen installed in the area.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. In the presidential race, former President Trump focusing on Nevada this weekend. Vice President Harris is also there while President Biden campaigns in South Carolina. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More Americans are earning college degrees and making more money. But as Mike Moan reports, some groups are not doing as well as others.
The Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce says between 2010 and 2020, the proportion of U.S. residents with degrees increased by nearly 7 percentage points, leading to $14 trillion in additional net earnings over workers' lifetimes. However, Center Director Tony Carnevale says even though all racial groups saw positive movement, there was no substantial change in narrowing gaps.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
He says that undermines efforts to establish racial and economic justice. According to state-level data within the report, Wisconsin mirrored national progress with a 7 percentage point increase in degree attainment. The racial gap narrowed for Latino adults but widened for black adults. If the U.S. wants to get serious about eliminating these disparities, Carnevale says it starts with creating an even playing field in early childhood education and K-12 schools.
Getting from childhood to a good job in the United States is a long walk, and you have to focus every step of the way, because the way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
Report authors say if all racial and ethnic groups had the same college degree attainment as white adults, the nation's workers would see an additional $11 trillion in lifetime earnings. The summary included data for associate, bachelor's, and graduate degrees. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette beats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a busy day at Fiserv Forum with back-to-back games on the same day. Marquette had lost to Seton Hall earlier this month by 3 points. This time they beat them decisively, 75-57. It's the Golden Eagles' fourth win in a row. They head to Villanova on Tuesday. Then last night it was the Bucks dominating the New Orleans Pelicans at Fiserv Forum by a final score of 141-117. The Bucks are now 21-5 at home. Doc Rivers asked why he took this job in Milwaukee at the age of 62.
I was bored. You know, I'm not kidding. I was bored. I would call coaches, just screw with them and talk. But yeah, I love basketball. I've only done it my whole life, either as a player or a coach. It's not like I've done a lot of other things in my life.
Do you feel like you still have something to prove?
I don't know. I have anything to prove except for I want to win. I like winning.
That's the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some patchy fog out there and some clouds as well, but then eventually our skies will turn mostly sunny with highs topping out in the middle 30s, a light southwest wind developing. In the overnight, expect partly cloudy skies, middle 20s, and light winds. Right now it's 28.
Hey, son, how are you feeling? I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning, everybody. It's Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hollywood's around the corner, well, the Academy Awards, and although I'm not a big fan of that, I want to tell you that we've got some interesting voices out there that you never expected to sing. One of the Oscar winners, Best Supporting Actor, 1951, was George Sanders. George Sanders.
George Sanders.
George Sanders.
George Sanders.
And here he is, George Sanders. George
Sanders. The award for the Best Supporting Actor of 1950 will be made by last year's Best Supporting Actress, Miss Mercedes McCambridge.
For the gentlemen involved, I know that this moment can seem to last forever, so I'll hurry as fast as I can. The nominees for this year's award as Best Supporting Actor are Jeff Chandler in Broken Arrow, 20th Century Fox, Edmund Gwenn in Mr. 880, 20th Century Fox, Sam Jaffe in The Asphalt Jungle, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, George Sanders in All About Eve, 20th Century Fox, and Eric von Stroheim in Sunset Boulevard, Paramount. And the big answer? The winner is George Sanders in All About Eve.
This is George Sanders' first nomination. Despite all the superlative work he's done on the screen, he has recently been unmasked as a baritone in America. Something no one had ever known because no one had ever asked him, apparently.
Here's George Sanders. The Music of the Stars.
Oh,
George Sanders, here is Michael Caine introducing Bob Mitchum.
Mr. Robert Mitchum.
1992, the Golden Globes Award.
Somebody called my friend Janie Russell and said, who should we ask, you know, to come and make a representative presentation. She said, call it Grip. Now, I agree with that because most of my general career has been supported by the people with whom I work, you know, with the Grips and the Juicers and the department. You know, I was one of the fellows, and I remember when I was at RKO, and I'd finish work, we'd clock out at 6 o'clock. And I used to hang around for the swing shift, you know, because the studio was like home to me. Honestly, you know, everybody knew each other. It was a different scene at that time. And then as I progressed, I met people like this who enchanted me, really, you know. I mean, I probably am Michael Caine's greatest fan, truly, honestly. And I say that, I don't think he's ever heard that before, but I truly am. And Jane and I are old and dear friends. And
picture of the same title.
Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, I guess this proves there are as many nuts in the Academy as anywhere else. But since you gave me the chance, I'm really happy to get an opportunity to thank Saul and Michael and Louise and Brad and Lawrence and Bo and all of the guys in the company, all of the Phoebes Brigade. And I'd like to thank Miss Pickford, who incidentally, I believe was the first actor to get a percentage of her pictures. And speaking of a percentage, last but not least, my agent, who about 10 years ago advised me that I had no business being an actor. Thank you.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. Press me to your heart. I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Every day words seem to turn into love songs. Give and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose. Quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. De tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cours, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. La jurée pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon corps qui bat. Et chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
And the Oscar goes to Clint Eastwood for Unforgiven.
Pacino's throat was dry, mine's really dry. To sit here all this time is fun. I just, this is pretty good. This is all right, you know. I've been around for 39 years, and I've really enjoyed it. I've been very lucky. I heard Al say he was lucky, but everybody feels that way when you're able to make a living in a profession that you really enjoy. That's an opportunity I think a lot of people don't have. I got to thank the crew, David Valdez and Jack Green and all the camera crew. The trouble is with living this long is you know so many people and you can't remember their names. I tell you get.
Clint Eastwood from Paint Your Wagon.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays. Her smile was made of dawn. Laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling and winter is calling above. But I still see Lisa. Whenever I dream of love.
Clint Eastwood and Jeff Chandler.
Should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. Oh, I should care. I should let it upset me. I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care, and I do. Just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. Oh, I should care. And I do.
crazy sounds and do just about anything for a reaction. But if laughter is the best medicine, then it's time to pay tribute to a comic genius who has had his own universal health care plan for over 60 years. The recipient of the Gene Herschelt Humanitarian Award, Mr. Jerry Lewis. As Jerry has said, he gets paid for doing what children are punished for. And though that makes him the world's most famous overgrown kid, he's never forgotten all those kids who inspire him, and he has never stopped giving back to them. Jerry has had a huge influence on my career and the career of just about every other comic who's working in movies today. But that pales in comparison to the influence that he's had for those millions known around the world as Jerry's kids. Is given back from one nutty professor to another, it is my pleasure and honor to present the Gene Herschelt Humanitarian Award to Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Thank you so very much. For most of my life, I thought that doing good for someone didn't mean you would receive commendation for that act of kindness, at least until now. This award touches my heart and the very depth of my soul because of who the award is from and those who will benefit. The humility I feel is staggering, and I know it'll stay with me for the rest of my life. I thank you, I thank the Academy, and to all of you people from the movie business. It's such a joy being a part of you and everything you do. Thank you and good night.
Shoes. There's a melody in your heart with a singable happy feeling, a wonderful way to start to face the world every day with the dee-dee-dum-dee-di, little melody that is making the worrying world go by when you walk down the street with the happy-go-lucky beat. You'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start. A singable happy feeling, a wonderful way to start to face the world every day with a dee-dee-dum-dee-di, little melody that is making the worrying world go by when you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat. You'll find a lot in what I repeating. When there's a shine on your shoe, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day.
reaches my age, which I intend to do shortly, he realizes there's more to life than awards. There's the esteem of your fellow man, the respect of your colleagues, the admiration of your peers, none of which I have. But this was my most successful year at the movie box office. They lowered the price for senior citizens. And if you wonder why I didn't make a picture last year, when E.T. called home, my agent answered the phone. Anyway, just let me tell you, I'm not here to talk about me, as fascinating as the subject is. I'm here to present an honorary Oscar to a star who's worked so long, he's had to use three different names: Joe Yule Jr., Mickey McGuire, and Mickey Rooney. There isn't a longer, more luxurious, or varied screen career than his. From infancy to childhood, through adolescence to manhood, his powers as a performer have never diminished over the 60 years. He can still sing, dance, tell a joke, and tear your heart out. This man, never in the history of our theater, has so much astonishing talent been jammed into one compact package. Before his second birthday, little Mick busted out of his bassinet, pranced out onto the stage, and stole his parents' vaudeville act. He's been guilty of grand theft ever since. Governors, in its delightful wisdom, has voted this honorary Oscar to the kid who eliminated all our yesterdays and to the man who brightens all our todays. To you, Mick, with love. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Academy, this is for 60 years of work, so they tell me. It's really only for 6 minutes of fun, of love and joy, of working with, playing with, like children, the people that we all are on the screen. I love every minute that God has given me to be an infinitesimal small part of this great business. 60 years, gosh, tonight, for my being here, and the responsibility really belongs to somebody that I'd love to put my arms around, like Judy Garland and Louis Stone, Faye Holden, Spencer Tracy, Wallace Beery.
Do you think our love affair has enough punch in it?
Hmm?
Our love affair.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Jimmy.
Because I got a new arrangement on it.
Oh,
it's a dynamite love song. Just made order for you. I'll play it.
Our love affair will be such fun. We'll be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers, we'll make them forget, from Adam and Eve to Scarlet and Red. When youth has had its merry flame, we'll spend our evenings remembering two happy people who say on
bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us. This lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully
Academy, ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, it's my privilege this year to present that award for the outstanding performance by a juvenile actress during the past year, Miss Judy Garland. And Judy, I hope you win many more of them, honey, and
to bake a chocolate cake, the kind of cake Mother used to make.
When youth has had its merry fling, we'll spend our evenings
Stars.
Acting Award for 1944 for your wonderful, superb performance.
Superb.
Superb.
Oh, my heaven.
That's the best word I can dig up at the moment. In going my way.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Sing my congratulations.
I couldn't be more surprised if I won the Kentucky Derby, really.
Man, is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of
a boy, a girl, unrequited love.
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frills, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs, what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic. So good for the brain.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished four.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just pack a basket full wishes and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smile you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way. The smile you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too.
Nominees are Oscar Werner in Ship of Fools, Richard Burton in The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, Rod Steiger in The Pawnbroker, Laurence Olivier in Othello, and Lee Marvin in Cat Ballou. And the winner is Lee Marvin in Cat Ballou.
Thank you all very much. I don't want to take up too much of your time. There's too many people to correctly thank for my career. I think, though, that half of this belongs to a horse someplace out in the back.
sir, I want him to know I'm as happy for him as I would be for myself. So much for insincerity.
Receives an award, thanks somebody. I would like to thank the mothers and fathers of all the people who voted for me. I would also like to say that I won one of these awards 27 years ago. and I won it for being the most promising actor.
I have written to you several times, and there is no one here I can trust. And unless I can get out myself to post the letters, they may not reach you. Since my illness, this has been more difficult than ever. As for the doctors, I have no belief in any of them. They are all liars, and the new one recommended by her friend Ranelli, I'm sure, is a complete cutthroat.
And it's taken 27 years to mature.
Jane Fonda won Most Promising Newcomer in 19...
Oh, Richard Burton actually did this from Camelot, which I love. Lerner and Lowell. Co-starring with Julie Andrews in Camelot.
How to handle a woman. There's a way, said the wise old man. A way known by every woman. Since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her? I begged him, answer. Do I threaten or cajole or plead? Do I brood or play the gay romancer? Said he, smiling, no indeed. How to handle a woman? Mark me well, I will tell. The way to handle a woman is to love her, simply love her, merely love her, love her.
Wishes to express not only our affection, but our continuing gratitude for your continuing service to us. The Board of Governors has voted to present you with the first gold medal ever awarded by this Academy. The inscription reads, to Bob Hope, for unique and distinguished service to our industry and the Academy.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm with you.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
I'll be just like your horses, and I'll stick to you like glue.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
I'm glad you're
fooling Pepsodent.
Oh, that happy snow.
Stealing all that cash.
I hear your show on Thursdays.
Nice, huh?
What a lot of eggs you smash.
Well, at least I don't depend upon Kelowna's big mustache.
Oh, you gave me the brush.
You're faithful and you're fair.
Put it there.
Skin me that, skin me. You've got that something in your voice so right for selling cheese.
Hustle a lot of this stuff.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
Put that back in a bowl.
You know, I think your jokes are great.
Really?
It's just that folks are hard to please.
They're just snobs, that all.
Put it there, pal. Put it there. Your face could make a fortune. Just your nose should make a lot.
How do you siphon?
I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you've got. Boy, the only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot. You're such a perfect square.
Uh-oh, is that on the paper there?
Let me see the square.
Big crowd here tonight.
Shall we dance?
Sorry, I have my heavy underwear on.
Oh, just to once around to the adrenaline, huh?
Well, okay, if I lead. My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
Companions.
Confederates.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Or salt and tomatoes.
Boy, what a blend. Don't put it in the paper.
Don't worry about me.
Don't put it on the air.
I'll finish.
Don't put it in your pipe. Put it there.
Confidentially, if you like, this is about singing.
Leave your name with the girl when you go out. They may get to you for some crowd noise.
Sure, and call me.
Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere. You like all this great stuff. Wait till the Oscars come. We're going to celebrate the Oscar losers. Semi for news and weather now. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And the music of the stars. Be right back.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.